Heartbreak presents a very important choice. You can either open to it and allow it to soften and strengthen you, or you can fight it tooth and nail and turn away from it, which is tantamount to giving it permission to harden your heart. There really are no other choices. Far more than mere fodder for movies and pop songs, a broken heart is a dark night of the soul, let there be no mistake about it. At one time or another, most people experience this dark night, which can be brought about by any sudden catastrophic loss, betrayal, or illness. In Spain, in the 16th century, the Carmelite monk St. John of the Cross wrote his extraordinary poem, Dark Night of the Soul, to describe the transformation that the soul goes through by enduring pain, abandonment, and suffering. On the other side of the pain is a greater understanding, insight, and full maturity. A dark night can last a lot longer than 8 hours of darkness. It's a mental and emotional state of despair that arises when something is so painful that it blots out all other considerations and makes carrying on as usual out of the question. You look at your colleagues, friends, and strangers and know that you inhabit a different world than they do, one where there is no normal. You are compelled to look beyond the commonplace to seek a greater meaning in your life, something that connects one event to another and provides some sense. Loss torches the boundaries of your safe, small world and forces you into a larger view. Just like my friend Michelle just said, you want to know, what does it all mean? You're in a dark night when you realize there is no way around your condition. You can't fix it, reverse it, or ignore it. The only way out is through. You can allow yourself to go through it and accept that you have to go through and let it change you, or you can fight it and become emotionally and spiritually hardened. Unfortunately, there do not appear to be other choices. For many people, a broken heart is the sudden gateway into this profound state of mind. You may not like it, but the dark night plunges you into conversation with life's most pressing questions. Who am I? What am I doing with my life? How can what I most desire, love, be also what is most treacherous?